In the 19th century, Dorset Street was considered to be the most dangerous street in London, and some said even the entire country. A person walking down that street in the 1880s would unlikely make it all the way down retaining all their possessions, and they'd be lucky to come out alive. In fact, when the police normally walked their beats through town, they would do so by themselves or with a partner. But when walking down Dorset Street, they would only come in groups of four. And this awful street is the murder site of the Ripper's final victim, Mary Jane Kelly, who lived at 13 Miller's Court here on Dorset Street. A 24-year-old Irish girl, Mary Jane Kelly was to be the last of Jack the Ripper's known victims. Her murder was so brutal and the desecration of her corpse so barbaric, the only way she could be identified was by the clothing she had been wearing the night before. The FBI still describes the location of her murder as the most complex crime scene on record, and her mutilated corpse in the room where she died provided the first forensic crime scene photo in history. Why was Mary Jane Kelly's body brutalized beyond recognition instead of following the same pattern as his earlier victims? For one very good reason. Hers was the first of the Ripper's murders to take place indoors. Without having to constantly look over his shoulder to avoid detection, the murderer had all the time in the world to carry out his barbaric and twisted fantasies. At the time of her murder, on the 9th of November 1888, Mary Jane was 6 weeks behind in rent, in debt to a man called John McCarthy, who owned many of the buildings on Dorset Street. The night of her death, she was drinking in the Ten Bells pub and had arranged to meet a client on nearby Miller's Row. We know she made it back to her home that night because a neighbor heard her singing an Irish lullaby around 2 o'clock in the morning and again around 3 o'clock. However, these would be the last signs of life Mary Jane ever exhibited. A few hours later, once the sun had come up, John McCarthy sent one of his goons, an ex-military man called Thomas Bowyer, over to Mary Jane's room to collect on her delayed rent. After no response to his banging on the door and shouting, he walked outside to try to get her attention through a broken window pane on the side of her room. There is nothing that could have prepared Thomas for what he witnessed through that window. Mary Jane's body had been mutilated beyond all recognition. Her head had been nearly severed, and her entire body had been cut into two. Her intestines had been removed and hung on various objects throughout the room, scattered among other pieces of her body and organs that had been severed and thrown about. Piles of her skin lay on window frames in neat piles, and her heart had been removed from the crime scene, never to be recovered. And this horrific scene provided the imagery of the first ever crime scene photograph. From here, we will walk to the location where Jack the Ripper would have emerged from Dorset Street all those years ago. Still with the workhouse behind you, turn left and take an immediate right down Broome Street. When the road dead ends, turn left onto Toynbee Street and walk until you get to the corner of Toynbee Street and White's Row. This is approximately where Dorset Street would have emptied out onto the main road and where Jack the Ripper would have walked as he left the scene of his last crime.